Yada de gada. Okay. Let's do this. The current time is 1930 UTC. And yes, that does mean that it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. All right. Oh, God. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am your chairman. And I'm outdoors today. It's a lovely day. It's kind of breezy, partly cloudy. There's a lovely cool breeze. I'm not sure how warm it is. It's a 17 degrees, maybe 18 degrees. It's going to get warmer. I have already had an extremely busy morning, which is very rare. And my day isn't done yet. I seeded my lawn last night, and I ran out of seed, and I ran out of the covering stuff, and I got to go get more of that, and blah, 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 and all this crazy crap is going down. I just needed to get down to the creek. So that's where I am. Wanted to just get outside for a minute, enjoy the weather. It's lovely. Am I going to have any time to enjoy the day? I don't know. Don't think so. Maybe tonight. But the one good thing that I have to report to you is that I won my fight against the government, as I said I would, as I think we all secretly knew that that was going to happen. I mean, come on, it's Tobe. So, yeah. What's that sound? Hold on a second. Somebody. What the hell? There is some kind of dude across the creek. Up in the bushes. Is my Mati up there? Making scritchy, scratchy noises? It stopped. Well, needless to say, it was a nightmare. 2 hours and 15 minutes on the phone. And, oh, God. That includes the first 45 minutes that were on hold. And I'm on the phone with my lawyer calling the government. Lawyer starts talking. They hang up. Lawyer can't believe it, but I was telling her, you got to understand, this is what they do. This has happened to me a few times now. Because she was trying to tell me, oh, you only have to wait on hold for about 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, we were on hold for 45, then they hung up on us. She wanted to give up and say, well, we should call them later. No, call them back. So we call them back another half hour on hold, and then we get the lovely, unhelpful representative, who I then led along. You can't just tell them what you think the problem is because they won't do anything. You have to lead them along and lead them and then lead them until they finally see the problem. Yeah, that took another 45 minutes. And the first 20 minutes of that was just her being a bitch and trying to get us off the phone, saying, this is how it is, that's how it is, blah, 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 blah. So finally I asked her a question, and she couldn't answer. She said, I can't answer that question. And I said, would it be possible for us to speak to someone who can? Then there's some panic in the voice. Then blah, 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 and we can make an appointment. You can come in and you can make an appointment to just talk to somebody who knows what's going on. Na, 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 na. When's the appointment? The first appointment we can get for you is June 24th. Yeah, that doesn't fix the problem this month, does it? I just heard somebody tee off. Come on, people, lose some golf balls. The only golf balls down here are the same golf balls that I've left down here for the last 2 days. There's no new golf balls, and nobody has come to take the old golf balls. All right, let's go look for owls. So, she's going off and trying to, and that's when I had to remind her that my lawyer was listening. She says, okay, hold on just one moment, I'm going to put you on hold. All right, so she puts us on hold, and she goes and talks to somebody, comes back, tries to sell us on some other crap. I said, okay, then why is this? She said, okay, please hold. Comes back a few minutes later. Says, this is because this and this and this and this and this and this and this. I said, okay. Now that being the case, why is this and this when you already have told me that this is this and this is this and you know that this is for this and blah, blah, blah. She says, okay, hold on 1 second. She's gone for 10 minutes, we're on hold for 10 minutes, and she comes back, and now she's all happy voice and not bitch voice anymore, saying, okay, there was a mistake and everything is blah, 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 blah. And she then explains to me that, oh, what I thought had happened all along is what really happened, and they made a mistake, and And I even tell them what the right mistake was? Yeah, I did, so everything was wrong. And they're sending me money. Yeah, I thought so. Isn't that fun? Yeah. There's no owls down here. There ain't nobody down here. Of course, you realize I was down here last night. Found a couple good golf balls, including something I've never seen before, a first find. I found a couple oranges and a red. Then I saw a white golf ball upstream a bit, and I said, oh, I better go check that out. And I went and I got closer to it, and I was thinking, oh my God, I'm glad I checked it out, because I think it's a beak. I think it's a beakalore. I think it's a Srixon white and yellow beakalore. It's not. I get closer to it. It's a Callaway, and it's a striper ball. It's not a beak. I didn't know Callaway made stripers. Well, we do now. It's got a striper on it, just like a stripe on a pool ball, on a billiards ball. It's a white ball with a yellow stripe, and the yellow stripe is outlined with thin black lines. And so it kind of looks like these TaylorMade's that TaylorMade makes striper balls, but the stripe is thinner and the color is different and blah, blah, blah. You learn something new every day. Maybe I'll take a picture of that with some other stuff. With that other custom ball I found. Do you care? Do you want to see any of these damn golf balls? Nobody cares about the golf balls but you, Tobe. Yeah, I know. I know. And there's no golf balls down here today. So, if no golf balls, then what? I mean, where are we going to go from here? I don't know. How about synth? Yeah, synth. We got kick drum, and we got bass, and we got walking through the creek noises. So let's kill the walking through the creek noises. And we can bring in something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. And don't forget we have this. Kind of faint. Work on the mix later. What else we got? Oh, we got... This is new. And... I took that down too far in the mix last night. Let's bring that up back a hair to about. That's good. A little more. Okay, I can live with that. It helps emphasize the kick, and then after four bars, it gets a little fill there, a little random sort of thing, and then it goes into clicky, then it does a fill, goes back to normal. So, it sounds weird. I'm gonna drop the decay down a hair. Let's bring it up. Don't like it. Yeah, and none of this is set in stone. So, that might get changed. It took me a while just to get to this point. I keep finding things, then I don't like what I find, and it's like it's a whole different thing. And so when we put all the percussive bits together, this is what we get, along with our funky bass line. And what are we using the filter for now? Oh, right, it's for this voice. We can do this. I think we all remember this. And what's going for? Oh, it's the bass modulation. I forgot. But the bass modulation drifts, and so then it starts making goofy noises. Here's the bass. So we get wow, wow, wow. And this was more extreme before, because I had it. Hold on a second. Let's do the thing. I got a Vulcan nerve pinch. This is how I originally had it. But after that modulation, you get that snap. That little whip, 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 whip. And, yeah, I couldn't really get rid of it. Because that whip is happening in the VCA, and it's a whole pain in my butt. And I got enough pains in my butt to last a while, so I keep messing with it. But the longer you let it go, the worse it gets. Warp. Warp. But here's the funny part. If we start it and then start it up again, it's perfect. There's a little tiny click in there, but that tiny click, that's absolutely acceptable. And then once you go, what, how many bars was that, like 8 bars, 12 bars, 16 bars, it starts to click, which means we need to reset. We could fix this. We could fix this. Wait, how long does it... hold on a second. Let's try it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it takes about, it's about 4 bars. It's as long as it can go before it starts doing that little clicky business. And we can reset the modulation thingy. The Magic Modulation Machine. It has a reset input.
So every four bars, we could give it a reset. And would that be okay? Or do I have another sequence in there that is... That's, we can't do that because I've got another modulation that's eight bars long and it'll screw that up. We'll only get half of it. So, yeah, the bass line. The bass line sort of remains a problem because I just don't know what the hell I want to do with it. But just by itself or with the drums, it's a little boring. But we can manually play with it. See? That's fun, right? We've got other buttons. We've got other knobs. How about this? We got all kinds of stuff we can do, including this, I particularly enjoy. That's gonna crush the place. Thank you. Wait a minute. Why is that clipping now? Damn it. And everything was going so well. What is the problem here? Something. What? Where are we getting that little roar from? What is happening here? Something. Oh, I know what I did. I turned this knob up too high, didn't I? There it is. That still is not good, though. That is way too much. I'm gonna kill the kick. That shouldn't be. That sound shouldn't even be like that either. Okay. That didn't help after all. That's not supposed to sound like that. And this isn't supposed to sound like this. What happened? Okay, that's me doing that. What in tarnation is happening here? Something drifted. Something went googly. Something clearly went googly. Okay, that was there. This was here. Let's try that. Okay, go into the other mode. That is too much. Take the timbre down a bit. That doesn't help. Why is that so percussive and crappy now? This is turned down, this is turned down. All these are down and off. This knob has nothing to do with this, but I'm turning it anyway. Is it just me, or is it getting worse? And it. Yeah, this is no longer working for me. We gotta change that. I'll deal with that later. But why is this so damn pop snappy? Okay, stop. This is over here. That shouldn't be anywhere near that. What in the hell? Is the problem? We've gotten very far away from the sound that I had set up. Did this knob get bumped? I'm gonna sit here, push this button for a while. Is that any better? No, just this freaking noise now. Welcome to the wonderful world of analog electronics. Analog synth. Analog synth. Well, I guess I have to redo everything now. Because that's not what this is supposed to be all about. And this is crap. I gotta... That shouldn't be anywhere near this. Okay. Well, here's an accident. Whereas I didn't want it to be like that. I'm kind of okay with it. And you're probably okay with the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe.